It's Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News. It's been called the Oscars of the specialty food world. To others, it's the industry's equivalent of Comic-Con or Fashion Week, where people can get a glimpse of the biggest, best, or most unusual foods heading for store shelves. For instance,
snacks made with cricket flour. There's a lot of cricket flour products which are out there, and tortillas, chips, and very different things like that.
Ron Tanner, a vice president of the Specialty Food Association, explains,
protein is a very big thing for consumers right now.
Another uncommon offering at the show, haggis potato chips. Haggis being the traditional Scottish dish featuring heart, liver, and what have you of sheep stuffed in its stomach, kind of like a sausage. Jennifer Robertson at the Scottish spread.
We are here representing Scotland. Scotland is internationally renowned as a nation which has got a very natural and fantastic larder. We are launching high-end quality cheeses to the US market. We are also renowned as a nation of distillers. We have people from cider, from gin, from whiskey, some beautiful salmon from Wester Ross and the Scottish Salmon Company.
They're one of the more than 2,600 exhibitors from over 55 countries. Hot sauce lovers will be excited by some new offerings.
Our Hoi Fung Sriracha Salsa. And then our Hoi Fung Sriracha sauce packets is probably going to be a game changer for our company as well, because Hoi Fung does not produce a portion control packet for the food service, so they gave us the ability to do it.
David Israel, CEO of Pop Gourmet Foods, which has had two of its products snag awards from the Food Association.
The Sophie was, I didn't understand it when we won the first time because I didn't know what it was. The marketing really drove the business because a lot of these specialty shops really want to, they say, well, if the Specialty Food Association and those panelists like that product, we should probably carry it, right? It's kind of like when Oprah put us in the magazine. It was kind of the same thing. People want, they say, oh, we better try it.
Talking about the exposure from being at the show.
All the buyers from, well, even internationally come here and are looking for the next trending product. So it's important to be here for that reason. And also because you want to introduce new products, which we're doing all the time.
Clyde Hutchison's Backyard Safari Company taking home its second Specialty Food Association Award. One winning product.
My soon-to-be famous black bean chili.
He says winning Sophie's has made a difference in terms of the bottom line.
Our sales increased drastically. We are seeing larger and larger customers stop by our booth.
Also getting recognition, a product from Lake Champlain Chocolates, which Allison Myers says has been exhibiting for nearly 35 years.
We know that meeting customers face-to-face is the best way to get noticed, and it's really hard to get the attention of these busy retailers when they're in their stores. So when we're all here away from sort of our normal workplaces, it can be really valuable. This year, we're most excited about our apple cider caramels. We're a Sophie Award finalist. We say it's like eating a caramel apple, only better. It's really fun because it's not just a product from Lake Champlain Chocolates, but a partnership between us, Citizen Cider, and Happy Valley Orchard up in Vermont.
A trend shoppers may start seeing more of in U.S. markets, tomato sauce in beer bottles. One producer,
Agromonte in Sicily. We produce our sauce from fresh cherry tomato that we work just in the summertime because we want to have perfect fresh cherry tomato. We don't need to have preservatives, we don't need to have GMO colorants, so it's important for us to make sure that the quality, it can be the best quality in the world.
Elisa saying using the bottle is an Italian tradition, which some believe dates back to the war, and leftover beer bottles from troops.
The soldier, they finished to drink the beer, and grandmothers, the older woman, took this opportunity to take the bottles, to put the sauce inside, and to make the sauce ready for all the year, for all the family.
Many of the trends involving snacking, according to Tanner of the Specialty Food Association.
Americans love to snack, and they're beginning to snack on very different products than they've been snacking on in the past. So we saw a lot of snacks with kind of booze in them. So examples would be Cabot's port wine spreadable cheese. So you can get your little cheese spread and get a little bit of port wine flavor with it. Quintessential Chocolate had an organic whiskey and rum-filled chocolate. So you can take a bite of your chocolate and get a little bit of your whiskey, and it's even organic. One of the other categories that's doing really well is charcuterie. People are just loving having their salami or their American prosciutto or, you know, jerky. Jerky is one of the fastest growing categories in specialty food. So again, people looking for that protein as a snack. Single serving packages are huge. And, you know, people are eating on the go, so they want something they can take with them. They often want something that they can just carry on them. So if they, you know, if they want a snack at, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon and that snack is almond butter, they can just pull out a thing of Justin's almond butter and have a snack for that.
Exhibitors ranging from those trying to break into the competitive marketplace to well-established companies like Sweet Lady Jane and their much photographed baked goods, which have made Oprah's favorite things list 2 years running. Jane Lockhart recalling how it all began.
We got written up by one of the newspapers in Los Angeles saying we were the best cheesecake this side of, that's Los Angeles, this side of the Carnegie Deli in New York. And then that same food critic also spoke about us on the radio. And one Saturday, so many people were coming in asking for New York cheesecake. That sort of put us on the map. I went to his radio station afterwards to thank him. I said, I think, Meryl Schindler, you just put us on the map. And he said, I want to thank you, he said, because you're the only bakery in L.A. who's doing this. And what this meant was desserts that were not overly sweet, that were not commercial tasting, that were homemade tasting and homemade.
Right. Are you a baker
period.
By training?
I taught myself.
Yeah.
I collected recipes from family and took a few classes, so I learned how to finish things and also to decorate them. And slowly but surely, we put ourselves on the map. We did J-Lo's wedding to Mark Anthony. We didn't even know that we were doing it. And I figured it out because the gal who was tasting and who she sent in was her assistant. So for 10 days, we were going back and forth with flavors, and she kept saying she wants, you know, this and she wants that. And then the day that she came to pick up the cake, actually it was two because there was a groom's cake as well, the back of the car was filled with dresses and balloons and all kinds of things. And I thought to myself, you know, this isn't a person really who's a caterer, who has any knowledge of, because there was no room for the cake. So I said, you know, we got to move this and that and make room for the cake. And that night on the news, they announced that J-Lo had secretly pulled off this very small wedding. And I woke my husband up and I said, I just have a funny feeling. I bet we did her wedding cake.
She was able to get confirmation from somebody who was at the wedding that it was their cake. For a treat with fewer calories, there's cracked candy, which Flora Pringle calls guilt-free.
Natural candy, it's sugar-free, and it's good for your teeth. And that's because it's made with something called xylitol, the natural sweetener that we find in fruits and vegetables. And it's very special because it's American Dental Association approved. It strengthens your teeth, it prevents decay. And it's also safe for diabetics. My candy's 99% xylitol. The only other thing in it is natural flavours and a bit of cream of tartar. In the whole tin, there's about 50 servings, and each serving has 1 to 2 calories. So basically, cracked candy is a healthy candy. It's all handmade and hand-cracked into different sized pieces, and it comes in collectible tins. You get to choose the size you feel like eating, which is great fun. And in terms of production, we make it in Brooklyn with the help of people with disabilities. So we like to support our local community.
Ken Blanchett of Fresh Direct gives us a glimpse at how he works.
I have a process, and the process is I have projects, and I finish working those projects by doing as much as I can within one area of time I focus. As opposed to looking broad-based and trying to look for that next new thing, I'm looking for what's going to do more for me on the bottom line. So I'm not the typical buyer here that's searching and looking. I'm coming here for a purpose. This time I'm looking at two or three, I don't really want to say which products, okay, but I'm looking to find 3, 4, 5. In this case, I looked at 7 different vendors to make a certain product for me to my specification. and we've been interviewing with both my private brand team, myself on the culinary side, to find that perfect product.
He sources specialty foods from all around the world and is a SOFI Awards judge. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News, and this is Fox and Food.